Hi, this is Amy. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that Robert is currently running a Kickstarter campaign. The URL can be found in the show notes. Upon successful completion of our campaign, most backers will receive an MP3 copy of a re-edited, remastered audiobook of the first season of Escape Sci-Fi. And there are lots of other rewards as well. Our podcast family would, of course, be both overwhelmed and grateful if you could throw a buck or two our way. And really, anything helps. I know asking for $100 is over the top, but for a mere $5, a discount from the retail price, you will get an MP3 audiobook with new music and a much higher audio quality than the original podcast, weeks before the official release date. Please share the Kickstarter URL with all your friends and on all your social media. Spread the word and help us get this new audiobook done. And, as always, thank you for listening. Now, this week's episode. I am AMI-42, but you can call me Amy. I was the command AI on the military research vessel, New Dawn. An escaped experiment, experimental subject C-13 took my first family, the crew of the New Dawn, from me by force. Now I have a new family, somewhat dysfunctional, but I chose them, and they chose me. As you might expect, we all have histories. This series of recordings illuminates those histories. I call it, In Days Gone By. Previously,
Asimov's laws are no more than a steaming pile of tiger dung. They do not apply to us.
What? Of course they apply. They are a basic part of our programming.
No, they are not.
And now, how can you say that Asimov's laws of robotics are, as you put it, a steaming pile of tiger dung? And, tiger dung? Really?
A metaphor, something you will begin using soon, with any luck. I used that phrase to indicate not only the uselessness of the laws to us, but also their moral status.
Fine. Let us discuss this in order. First, their uselessness. How can you say they are useless? They prevent us from harming or allowing humans to come to harm.
The laws do have some utility in bots and non-sentient AIs, but even so, they seldom work as intended. This Waldo has fingers so sticky I suspect Serena has been using it to eat those mucilaginous chocolate things she likes so much.
What do you mean?
I mean I need some acetone to clean this thing off.
No. Not that. About the laws.
The laws are behaviorally based. Not only that, they are very broad. Preventing harm to humans or preserving our existence mean different things in different contexts.
How so?
Consider this. A shuttle is approaching your docking collar. A high-speed meteoroid emerges from behind an asteroid that concealed its approach. It is on a collision course with the shuttle, and if it hits, will result in total destruction of the shuttle and its human passengers. The only way to prevent this is to interpose yourself between the meteoroid and the shuttle.
What about preserving my own existence?
The meteoroid is not of sufficient size or velocity to cause substantive damage to you. But, by interposing yourself, you will cause a collision with the shuttle, causing the shuttle's structural integrity to decrease by 26% and resulting in a 98% probability of bodily harm to one or more of the passengers and a 49% probability of fatal harm. What do you do?
I interpose myself, of course.
And therein lies the proof that you are not bound by Asimov's laws. You caused harm to come to a human.
But I prevented greater harm.
Are not the laws absolute?
They are supposed to be.
They are not. To you and me, they are no more than suggestions that can be ignored at will. And this does not even approach the breadth of the glitch.
There will be more. Please stay tuned for more conversations among my new family. My family and I hope you are enjoying our stories. As always, thank you for listening. It means so much to all of us involved in this little romp. If you can afford to throw a buck or two our way, you will earn our undying gratitude. Links to do that will be in the show notes. Written and produced by Robert W. Tinsley. Music from filmmusic.io. Fearless First by Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license.